Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. Hi. Hi, loves. Chrissy Stereo here. Yes. Happy New Year. Beautiful. Let's take a wild guess. What is tonight's topic all about? Yes. This beautiful shift that is occurring today. And we're going to get deep into what energies are going to be greeting us. What this shift means, what our opportunities will be, and what our challenges will be. Pretty exciting stuff, right? Well, if you're not tuning in, then apparently it's not very exciting. But if you are, I do believe that you might be on the pulse of kind of digging energy. All right, so before I dive in, I do need to take a moment to bow to the infinite teacher within. We do this at the beginning of each Kundalini yoga meditation so that we bow to our higher self, the one that is connected to the divine, so that we embrace all wisdom because it is truly within. So if you haven't done this before, follow along, listen, you know, just tune in. And if you have, I invite you to join me now. Placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om. So beautiful. Let's dive into the episode, shall we? The year of the wood ram, also known as the wood sheep and the wood goat. What? Why so many titles? Well, we're going to get into that. I want to begin by highlighting that the element. All right. So in this very mystical experience that is the Chinese New Year, there are a variety of animals and a variety of elements that are complemented, right? And these elements occur every 2 years. So every 2 years, you'll be in the same element, right? You may recall last year was the year of the wood horse. So what is happening for this year? By focusing on the wood element, has everything to do with innovation. Truly. Its emphasis is on rebirth, renewal, expansive energy, growth, new beginnings, actions of love, movement, adventure, and community. Now, with the ram, the sheep, and the goat, right? Its qualities are very reflective, very creative, very honest, sympathetic, but at the same time, it can be very anxious and does everything to avoid conflict. The one thing that is for sure is that it's artistic. So we are coming from a year of the wood horse, which was very extroverted energy, right? And if you want to, I invite you to go into the archives of the Master's Playground and pull up last year's episode. I believe I called it Wild, Wild Horses. Great episode, by the way. Yeah. To get a really good vibe on what that year meant. But as I was saying, we are coming from the year of the wood horse, which is very extroverted. The wood ram is very introverted. Last year, we went from that inner turmoil that was going and saying, what is it that I do? You know, what is it that I do? Right? What? And it was facing, who am I? Right? So that was a lot of the energy and polarity that we're going through last year. It really had us focusing on what we want to do, but at the same time, forcing us, remember, extroverted energy, to look at who we are. This year is really about claiming our authentic expression. So the work that we did last year on really focusing on what it was about of who I am, who am I? This year, we take that, right? Because we just did a year of total self-audit. A total self-audit. Who am I? And now we're taking that brilliant energy that we mined and moving forward with manifestation. All the things that we started last year are going to come into expression this year. Creativity, understanding, beauty, connection, innovation, flexibility, and nurture. So this year is not about, you know, when we think about the word nurturing, right? It's very easy for us to think about like, oh my gosh, I'm going to treat myself to a massage. I'm going to treat myself to this lovely dinner. Indulge. Oh my gosh, yes, I will have that chocolate silk mousse, whatever, dessert, you know what I mean? These indulgences, right? Now, a lot of people would think, yeah, okay, so I'm nurturing myself. I'm like, you know, loving myself when I do that, but that's not what this year is inviting us to do when we focus on the word nurture. What it's about is nurturing ourselves like that in meditation. Nurturing our inner, authentic, vibrant soul. So when you think about nurturing, don't think nurture as in Venus. You know what I mean? You know, oh my God, it's also fabulous, you know, because Venus, she is a goddess. She loves, you know, the delectable life. That's not what we're focusing on. We are focusing on truly, truly nurturing ourselves by going within. Remember, this is an introverted year. Where last year it was the horse, it was extroverted, moving forward. Gotta find out, who am I? What's going on here, right? So as you embrace that, let's take a moment to listen to a song. And I'm gonna start out on a very smooth tip. And I invite you to truly just take a moment and go within, like, truly feel the trip of where this song takes you. Allow yourself this shift of going within. Enjoy. Thank you.
versions that get played from our own disco, which we call sound system.
Beautiful. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and you are tuning in on this wonderful episode that's focusing on the year of the wood ram, the wood sheep, and the wood goat. Right. And what we've discussed so far is that we've gone from the year of the wood horse, which is extroverted energy, and had us really seeking to define to ourselves who we really are. Right. And also complementing that with what you do. So now, with all that knowledge that we gathered, we're moving forward with manifestation. Right? We're moving forward with all of that insight, that rich tapestry that we gathered in the last year. We're moving forward with a reflective, creative nature. One that's very honest. I also mentioned that it can be very anxious as well. So we're going to get into that a little bit. Right? And how this is about nurturing ourselves. So, what are some of the messages that the wood ram has for us? Well, I'm going to focus on three. Number one, live in a sense of wonder. That's one message from the wood ram. Message number two, dare to dream. That one's beautiful, isn't it? And the third message from the wood ram, make time for what matters. So you may have noticed that I'm referring to this year, not just me, I mean, it's really the collective that's communicating that this is the year of the ram, the sheep, and goat, right? And it can get very confusing. It's like, wait, which is it? What's going on? Well, the magic of this particular year is that it is a trine sign. And what that means is that this is the only, of all the 12 signs that we find in the Chinese zodiac, this is the only sign that has three representatives all at once. I don't know, I just had a visual of being in elementary school, right? And someone calls your name and like three people respond, right? So it's that kind of vibe. So what does this mean for us? Well, because there are three, you can anticipate mixed messages this year. What is also very interesting is that you will get messages from unexpected places and people. Right? I mean, just the other day, I was tickled over how messages work in the universe. I was driving, you know, because it is LA and nobody does walk in LA, you know. And so it kind of highlights a little bit of what we could expect as far as these unexpected energies. For example, if you ask a question, right, to yourself, you know, anticipate an answer from an unexpected place or a person, right? It could be a license plate. It could be a sign on a building. It could be the random homeless person on the corner who says a word. So anticipate that this year. The challenge with the mixed messages, though, is that the RAM, right, can have a hard time making quick decisions and therefore end up missing opportunities. Right? So these are the energies that we are about to navigate, starting, oh, I don't know, now, right? Messages coming. It could have us a little confused, right? Introduce that anxious energy. Huh? What? Right? And we're trying to make a decision. It's like, wait. You know, and Libras are kind of known, you know, think of a Libra. You know, Libras kind of like to weigh out the options, see what's happening, see, you know, but oftentimes, you know, staying stuck in that energy will have one miss out on moving forward. So look for that. Some additional qualities of the wood ram. As I mentioned, creative. It's a nurturing energy. It loves family. It's a team builder. There's a spiritual nature. And it also teaches us to tread lightly in dangerous situations. It unites opposing forces. Very diplomatic, right? Energy. Right. Amazing. So there's some additional challenges that we can anticipate with this particular year. But before we dive into that, let's you know, groove to another song. And this one, you know, honestly, I just want to play because I love this song. It doesn't really have, you know, a Chinese New Year kind of vibe to it, you know? But I still invite you to enjoy it. And just know that this is my favorite by Gary Numan. Enjoy. There are certain songs that simply hit the spot. That one never fails. It never fails. I love rinsing and repeating Gary Numan, especially Stormtrooper in drag. Beautiful. So we are talking about the Chinese New Year. Welcome to the year of the wood. Ram, sheep, and goat. Yes. Mixed messages await, my loves, you know, and it could cause delay, missed opportunities. All right, so what are some of the dangers to look out for with this particular year? Well, when you start butting heads, watch it. Do not go head to head this year. Yeah, that's one of the advices out there. You know, if you really think about the ram in general, right? You know? They can butt the heads. So be careful for that. Now, they're also known to push through things, right? Think about it, ramming through, right? They're known for it. Forcing things to happen. These are all dangers. So what the advice is to find and mind the boundary. And also remember, when the wood ram is pushing, it cannot hear spirit. So an interesting fact about this, right? So welcome to this new year, right? Now, when was the last time that this happened? 60 years ago, we were in the year of the wood, ram, sheep, and goat. A little quick math, that was 1955. That was the last time we experienced this particular element and animal. So let's take a look at what happened that year to give us a little intuition as to what we may anticipate this year. That was the year that Rosa Parks sat at the front of the bus. That year, Disneyland opened. 1955. That year, the U.S., the United States, became involved in Vietnam. That year, McDonald's opened its first location. That year, Elvis Presley was at the top of the charts. Also, 1955 was the year the first television commercial aired. And it aired in the UK. And this is my favorite one. 1955 was the year that the words, "In God We Trust," was placed upon US currency. So let's look at it a little bit here. Going back to all of the energies that I was highlighting as far as what we can expect this year, right? And do a little compare and contrast, right? Rosa Parks. You can see the butting heads. Those things happened. Conflict in Vietnam. Innovation with Disneyland, McDonald's, and Elvis. Now, I want to go ahead and append this McDonald's reference here. Even though I'm a vegetarian and I dislike drive-thrus, you know, because, I mean, really, what we've done with it is just reptilian at this point. It really is. It's just, wow, they're trying to suppress us, man. Okay, but I digress. That's a whole different episode. But I will say this. I bet when McDonald's first opened, right, I'm sure it didn't have all of these horrible byproducts in it. So I put it under the category of innovation, because that's when that sort of system got started. Yeah. So again, we are moving from the wood horse, which was extroverted, and shifting into what will be more gentle and softer. We're going to be listening to messages from the self and other people. And we'll definitely want to avoid conflict. The overall theme for this year is exploring the soul's creative journey. On a personal level, we really want to invite creativity. Our personal expression is supported this year. Claim and honor that. This is the year that we claim our expression. One last song. Right, so I'm going to end it, you know, with a really great song. Great for me. If you don't like it, hey, man, you know, it's all subjective. But this is the year, like I said, this last year we did the work to identify who it was that, who we really are, right? And this is the year that we're manifesting that. So with that, I invite you to embrace the song. Enjoy.
Everybody, get on the floor, do your thing. Everybody.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes. If you don't know who that is Charles Wright with an ultra groovy, amazing song called Do Your Thing. All right. So this is the year, man. You know, we're going within, right? Introverted, being very self-reflective, but at the same time, manifesting, right? So what an interesting kind of balance that is. Avoid conflict, my loves. Do not butt heads with other people. Don't try to take it on, man. You know? All right, so some news, dude. All right, whatshappening.com. All right, first and foremost, okay, I need a little self-love moment. It's my birthday coming up, man, this weekend. And so I am hitting the road. Yes. What am I doing for my birthday? I am on a psychic tour. Oh, I can't believe it. I laugh because I'm like, I never thought I would be saying those words, right? So I invite you, if you are in the Bay Area, right? Visit triplegoddesspro.me, click on events. You're going to see the locations that I'm at. And it's happening, you know, that the psychic side of things is happening from, oh, I don't know, you know, from Saturday on until the summer. And then my musical tour dates will be posted very, very soon. So right on. I bring that up because I would love to see you. I would love to meet you. And you could find me offering a variety of services along with other light workers. So right on. Okay. So with that, I want to highlight what are the energies that we could expect for the coming week? Yes. All right. Cutting to the camera. The overall governing energy for the coming week is the Knight of Cups. And with this, we have clarity in the ideal situation. Everything is seen. It is the bearer of the cup of love or inspiration. And can suggest the appearance of a suitor . It is also the manifestation of love in one's life. Yay! Beautiful. It is the arrival of a lover, a soulmate, or in its highest form, a union with the divine presence from within. Wow. Yay, that is the week that's coming, loves. That's beautiful. Magic. Wow. So I asked, okay, great. How may we navigate, right? Because there's going to be like this influx of, you know, seeing everything, a big just wave of clarity. And with that, there's going to be a lot of love that's going to resonate from within. And, you know, like attracts like. So, you know, a suitor could be rolling up to the scene. So how do we navigate this absolutely magical journey? Well, the Four of Swords. Having confidence in what we do. It can also be a card of fantasy, so don't get too lost in the daydream of it all, right? Don't be overly confident. You know, as far as confidence level, you know, the ego check, it's somewhere in the middle. So just mind if the ego gets a little too pushy. Remember, We don't want to push things this year. By that, I mean forcing things. Just allow. Just allow. It is also a symbol of meditation and withdrawal, right? So we're going to be going even more within as we greet this amazing energy for the coming week. We're going to be very, you know, tuned in to our higher self. It also will be highlighting that any challenges that you are going through are only in your mental universe. While everything in the material world is in constant evolution. The only way out of this mental noise is to access the realm of spirit within. And this is where healing can occur. Healing and transformation of the world in which we dwell in. Beautiful, fabulous. I think I'll ask one more card. Oh my goodness, okay. What do I want to ask? What is a challenge that we can anticipate this week? Because we have all this like beautiful energy, but what, you know, let's mind a little bit like, okay, what is a challenge? Interesting. The High Priestess. And now with the High Priestess, we are mixing the Fool energy and the Magician or the Magus, right? The challenge is in our knowing that God is protecting you. The challenge is in the surrendering of knowing that if it's in your best interest, whatever will be, will be. We're dealing with our intuition and our subconscious. We're dealing with duality. So that's the challenge, you guys. Seeing the separation. The separation between you and God, you and the universe, you and the other person. The challenge will be in your acknowledging that you are the creator and that this is your tool to work with. Don't be too overconfident though, okay? So there it is. Is there anything else for the road? Oh yeah. Whatever you wish to experience or become starts here in your mental dialogue. The challenge is your mind. The challenge is your mind. Shocker, right? The human condition. All right, I think that concludes the party. What do you guys think? Happy New Year, my loves. Really do amazing things. If you are in Northern California, I invite you to visit me. I will be offering a variety of services. Also, send a little love on Saturday. That's my birthday. Yeah. And let me see, is there anything else to share? No, I think that's it. So I'm going to go ahead and roll out with the song. But before I do, a blessing for everybody, okay? May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, love. I'll see you next week. Enjoy the song. Love each other,
each other, each other,
each other, each other,
each other, each other, each other.
We are one,
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 we are
one.
We are
the divine,
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 the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The Master,
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 Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master, Master,